Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about bad habits. Yes, bad habits. You've got them. I've got them. I think the only people that don't have bad habits are new real estate investors that have never, ever invested in real estate. Yeah, think about it. If you never have invested in real estate, then you've never done anything that could be construed as a bad habit. And the reason I bring this up is that time and time again, we have people that come to Lifestyles Unlimited with no real estate investing experience. And they're kind of in a weird place because they feel like they should be coming to the game with some skill sets. You know, they don't want to be embarrassed that they don't know anything. They want to be part of the community. So they kind of stress out a little bit. They do. They stress out because they're like, well, I don't know anything. Well, I'm here to put your mind at rest. Because not knowing anything is actually the perfect solution and the perfect situation you should be in if you want to discover how to correctly invest in real estate. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach you everything you need to know in order to successfully invest in either single family or multifamily real estate. And we're really good at it. We've been doing it for over 30 years. We have helped many, 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 many people retire themselves with the passive income that comes from real estate investing. So if you're one of those people that are kind of nervous, you're kind of thinking, dude, I don't know any of this stuff. I'm kind of embarrassed. Well, let me be the first to tell you that that's actually a good situation. You see, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I had a ton of bad habits when it came to real estate investing because I didn't have a comprehensive education that was guiding me to where I needed to go. I didn't have the support systems that I needed in order to bounce ideas off of or to just ask a basic question and get a solid answer. I didn't have access to mentors, people that had gone before me and could tell me, hey, man, you may want to reconsider what you're thinking about doing, which could have saved me from all kinds of problems. No, I had bad habits. And the problem with bad habits is that you have to identify those bad habits, and then you got to go to work on fixing those bad habits. So I'll just tell you this. If you have real estate investing experience and you're not getting the results that you're trying to get, or you're not getting the results that I talk about on the show, chances are you've got some bad habits going on. You may have done some things incorrectly, and I'm not here to beat you up. I'm just here to tell you you're human. You make mistakes. You went into something armed with the knowledge that you had, and you made a go of it. And unfortunately, you may not have received great advice. You may not have received a great education. You may not have received the things that you need in order to be as successful as you could be. Yeah, see, there's two types of people that actually come to us at Lifestyles Unlimited. People with no real estate investing experience at all and no bad habits, and people with some real estate investing experience that are looking to do better than the results they're getting. And both groups of people excel in our organization. Yeah, because the educational component, it is specifically designed to tackle everything that you need to know. Everything. It's all covered. I mean, we actually talk about some of the mental stuff. Yeah, because it's in the mental piece that the bad habits exist. And it's in the mental piece where you start learning the behaviors that you need to follow in order to be successful at doing what we do. Now, some people, they like to discount it. They like to say, yeah, you know, that's all touchy-feely stuff. I don't need all that stuff. I don't need all that millionaire mindset stuff. Okay. You know, ironically, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you go through the Financial Freedom Educational Course, which is the courseware that all of us take. It is the foundation that you need in order to achieve the success that you're trying to achieve so that you can retire yourself in 5 years or less. The first thing our instructors do is they tell you to go all the way to the end of the courseware. That's right, all the way to the last page. And we're talking like, you know, 100 and some odd pages here. And they have you write one simple thing down. I will not do what Dell tells me to do. Or I will not do what Dave tells me to do. Or I will not do what Greg tells me to do. Yeah, all I'm doing is repeating the same phrase and just putting the different names in for the gentlemen that actually teach the course. And that is fundamental. That is the first thing that you do as a student. Because once you go through the course and you're armed with all the information, don't forget you're human. And you might make a mistake or you might develop a bad habit. And usually what we find is that when somebody kind of veers off track, they're not quite getting the result that they're trying to get. The first thing we do is we say, hey, go back to the back page of that book where it says, I won't do what so-and-so told me to do. And that's always the root cause. That's always the root cause for why somebody has an issue. They veered off of the map. They tried to do it on their own. They had an epiphany and thought there was a better way. Well, I'm here to tell you, we know the better way. And we've got over 30 years doing it. We come back from the break. I'm going to talk more about these habits because I'm really interested.
Now, intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I got back into real estate about 1997, 98. It was the first year I ever bought a house. And I bought a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage house for $25,000. I didn't pay $25,000 for the house. I put $2,000 down out of my pocket to buy the house. It was 10% down, which was $2,500, $500 to closing costs, which was $3,000. But the tenant, before I moved in, the broker had leased the house, and he gave me at closing a check for $500 for the rent plus $500 for the security deposit. So I had $1,000. I only brought $2,000 to the table. Now, that house today is worth in excess of $150,000.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up. Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So I went to a website called developgoodhabits.com, and this whoever designed this thing actually thought this through because they've got 283 things that could be essentially bad habits, things you may want to consider, things you may want to change. Now, I'm not going to get into the 283 things, but I will tell you that that website actually broke out about 20 things that have to do with poor productivity habits. And it's right on par with what I want to talk about today, because I think as a real estate investor, whether you have bad real estate investing habits or not, you can get yourself into a situation where you can do analysis paralysis, or you could procrastinate, or you could, you know, overtask yourself. And really, those are bad habits. I think what you really need to do is have a methodology in your mind. And that methodology in your mind is focused on where you're trying to be, in, say, the next 5 years. And then you have a strategic plan that allows you to get to where you're trying to get to. And the first thing you don't want to do is waste a bunch of time. But before I get into that discussion, I have a caller on the line. Jake from Texas, how are you today?
Oh, fantastic. I just wanted to call in and give thanks to Lifestyles Unlimited.
Well, go for it.
All right. Yeah, my wife and I joined, and we got our first rental property and got it rented out, did a big $40,000 rehab, and we had no idea what we were doing or how to do it before Lifestyles Unlimited. Y'all have a really good vendor list, and the Quest program that allows you to do your own comps and to see what the house is worth and whether or not you can afford it with the calculator. The math isn't easy for everybody, but anybody can do it when you got a calculator that you just type your stuff in. But we did really well. We got the house for $155,000 with the $40,000 rehab, and it appraised for $230,000 after it was all finished. And got a renter in there that's giving us $2,000 a month if we include yard service, and that's $750,000 over what the mortgage is, the PITI. So we're ready to do another one.
I would think so, Jake. Let me get this straight. You found an asset that you were able to buy that had some issues to it. You had to renovate that property, spent about $40,000 doing it, but you were able to capture equity of about $35,000. Is my number close to where your number's at?
It might be a little less than that if you take out all the closing costs and extra fees and whatnot, but yes, we came out ahead. I don't have an exact number for it.
Oh, okay. And you're getting cash flow of about $750 a month?
Yeah, we were pretty excited about that. We found a rapid rehousing program that helps some individuals that need housing. It's paid by a Harris County program, and they included an extra $100 a month if we put a fridge in, and extra $150 if we took care of the yard. So that allows me to go over there and do small maintenance stuff, keep up with the property. And if I don't have time to do it, I just, you know, hire a yard guy to go mow the yard.
Wow, that is awesome. So you've increased your income just by $9,000 a year. How has that improved your lifestyle?
Well, we're going to keep on doing it. My day job is a labor-intensive job that, as I get older, it won't be as easy to do. So I needed to do something else as a backup as I get more and more sore.
Well, I know that feeling very, very well. Yeah, the body just doesn't do what the body used to do, does it?
No, it certainly does not.
So is this house helping you get to that point of retirement?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's funny because before Lifestyles Unlimited, I didn't know I was rich. I thought I was poor. And then they explained how you could get money out of your 401k and do the fancy transfer into your spouse's name and to avoid some penalties. And so we had somebody off the vendor list orchestrate that. And essentially, I ended up with $61,000 in my hand, and that allowed for a lot of mistakes that we made, not exactly following the model.
So, but that's your first one, though, right?
Yeah, it's our first one. So we weren't exactly hands off on the rehab, and we underestimated some of the stuff that should have been pretty obvious, but. But we made up the slack and did a little bit of work ourselves.
I'm just over here smiling ear to ear, Jake, because, I mean, that's music to my ears. Now, you had no real estate experience at all, correct?
Correct. Now, a long time ago, I got my real estate license, and I will say that just because you have your real estate license or you know, your realtor doesn't mean they know anything about real estate, because I certainly did not a long time ago. and I was technically a realtor.
Licenses are helpful if you want to sell real estate, but they certainly aren't very helpful when you want to invest, are they?
No, not at all. And a lot of the realtors, when you go try to purchase a house that needs fixing up and they have it listed as cash only, and you say, well, I'm going to use a hard money loan to get this, and they have no idea what you're talking about. And it's such an easy process if you're using the vendor list. Can I name drop a vendor off the vendor list or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Capital Concepts, Mr. Sean with Capital Concepts, helped us do the hard money loan and the refinance to the conventional, and he just made it so easy.
Jake, I am so excited for you, and I'm so excited for your experience, and I can't wait to see you at Expo in September so that we can get into the nitty-gritty. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into bad habits.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Guy came up to me and said, man, I went up and I listened to your podcast. And he said, man, it's really interesting. I'm thinking about doing it. And that really was interesting to me, that just an infrequent conversation to somebody at a bar could start someone's mind to thinking about retirement. That was a big leadership training meeting they were at. And yet some guy really was willing to come up and say, hey, I really would like to retire. And the point I'm getting to, it's kind of struck me because I really didn't anticipate this conversation. How many of you out there right now really would like to retire and just don't even know that you'd like to retire? How many of you have any idea what the possibilities are in life? And I would suggest to you that my excursion over this last 5 or 6 days has proved to me that almost nobody understands. Nobody, that is, that isn't a Lifestyles member, that isn't watching other people doing it and seeing it done, and people retiring in 2 to 3 years or less. And so when you propose that concept to a person, the guy's 40 years old, he's in the apex of his career, he's peaking in his company, it just doesn't even click, because they're still thinking about climbing to the top of the mountain. So you see that the people out there just don't really even have any understanding that there is a possibility to retire in 2 or 3 years.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn 1 property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. That was kind of a nice surprise. I mean, I didn't give out the phone number on today's show, but Jake had the number. And he was just kind of waiting for the show to come on because he wanted to give us a call and say, hey, you know what? It's making a difference in my life, which proves my point. It proves the point that I make, which is there is a different path for you to travel than the one you're on right now. And during the break, I was kind of talking with Jake a little bit longer, and he's got a very demanding job. I mean, what he does for a living is very demanding. It's very physical in nature, and it gets worse and worse the hotter it gets, because he does some stuff out there in the field that when the heat beats down on you and you're dealing with a product that's already at a hot temperature, he said to me, man, it's miserable. And I know what miserable feels like. I've been there. I've done that. But one of the things that Jake is doing is he has taken the bull by the horns and he is investing in real estate because he understands that real estate has the potential to get him to the place that he wants to be, which is not out there working in the fields in the intense heat anymore. See, he sees an end date strategy for that. And this one rental house that he just acquired. Now, he admitted, I made a couple of mistakes. All right, you know what? We're human, man. We make mistakes. But real estate is so darn forgiving. I mean, you could make a minor mistake on a real estate rehab. It may cost you $1,000 or $2, but because you bought the property correctly, you bought the asset at wholesale pricing, even if your estimate for the work is a little bit off, you still are protected by the fact that you're gaining equity in the property. Because no matter how much money you drop into this thing, you're not going to exceed what the after repair value of the property is. And if you do exceed that, if your numbers tell you you're going to exceed that, walk away. Walk away. Don't pursue that anymore. And that kind of gets me back to this whole topic of bad habits. One of the habits that I had as a kid that still plagues me from time to time as an adult is I used to bite my nails. And some of you are going, ew, that is gross, man. The stuff that gets under your nails, that's nasty, man. Yeah, you're right. It is. And I pretty much eliminated biting my nails as a grown-up because I was doing damage to my nails, doing damage to the nail beds. But then in my adulthood, on occasion, if I find myself getting overly concerned about something, I may start biting my nails. But the difference now compared to then is that I understand that that behavior is not going to do for me what my mind thinks that behavior is going to do. Let's talk about some of these poor productivity habits that are out there, because these are the kinds of things that will prevent you from being successful in real estate investing. This is part of that mindset that you have to create. The number one thing on this list is procrastination. How many of you procrastinate? How many of you say, well, I'll take a look at it tomorrow? Or I'll push that out to next month, or not even getting around to it. I will tell you this, if you're a procrastinator, you need to fix that. You need to find a way to start doing things when they need to be done. And part of that has to do with fear. It has everything to do with some kind of fear or phobia that you have in the back of your mind, something that is preventing you from doing what you want to do. Here's another one, not keeping the big picture in mind. You've got to be focused on the prize. I mean, whatever you're doing, you have to address where you're trying to get to. If you don't know where you're trying to get to in the next 5 years, then you're just flailing around. You are. You're flailing around. You're not getting to where you're trying to get to. You have to have that target on the wall. You know, when I talk about goal setting on the show, I'm dead serious. You have to have an understanding of where you want to be in the future. And I'm not talking about, you know, where do I want to be on Friday? No, I'm talking about where do I want to be in 5 years? In my bedroom, don't go there, but in my bedroom, on my wall, my wife created what she calls the dream board. And on that dream board, we have different time periods marked out. We've got a 1 year time period. We've got a 5 year time period. We've got a 10 year time period. And we have a period called eternity. And on this particular board, we put things on the board. I mean, we just use a piece of paper, you know, like a note card with some rolled up tape on the back so that you can move it around. And we put things on that board. And we do this exercise together. Now, we don't go in there every day and do this, but periodically we revisit the board and we move things around based on how we're proceeding. But here's the thing about that board. We have to pass it every day. Every day we leave our bedroom to go to the rest of the house. And every day that board is right there in front of our faces. We have to look at it. Well, we don't have to look at it, but we want to look at it. Pause and reflect. This is where I'm trying to get to. This is where I want to be. Goal setting is extremely important. If you haven't figured out where you're trying to get to, then all you're doing is following somebody else's goals. Now think about it. You may be working in a job, and you may be very successful at what you do. As a matter of fact, you might be the best of the best. And if you are, hey, that's way cool, man. To get to be the best of the best, that takes a lot of hard work to get there. But was that your goal? And how does that fit in with the bigger picture of your life? Where is it you are trying to be? Not your company. Where is it you are trying to be in 5 years? Where are you trying to be in 10 years? When my wife and I put that board together originally, we did this back in 2017 when we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. When we took the plunge into changing our lives. And we learned how to successfully invest in real estate. And I'll tell you what, the biggest lesson I learned was having to go back in and fix bad habits. Because I had bad habits when I was investing. We owned 3 pieces of rental real estate. They were all duplexes, so we had 6 doors. And we were doing it incorrectly because we didn't know what right looked like. But then when we found out what right looked like, man, game changer. We fixed those assets. But getting back to that board that we put up in 2017, at year 5, we had on a note card up there that said, Al will retire. In 2019, we achieved that goal. Even though it was a 5-year goal, we got it done in 2 years by doing all the things that we were taught by Lifestyles Unlimited, by working with our mentors, by staying focused on the prize, by alleviating those bad habits. It is a fundamental change in our lives. Now, we come back for the break. I'm going to talk about what I consider to be the most egregious bad habit that real estate investors possess. Stick around.
Now, more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
What if you change somebody else's life forever? I'm going to commit to put my kid through college. Now, that's going to take all kinds of plans. You're going to have to know, where am I going to get the money for that? Am I going to save? Am I going to, you know, budget myself? Am I going to live frugally? Am I going to get a better job? Am I going to go create some passive income? How am I going to get the money that there will be money there when this child becomes of college age? What do I need to do to have that money when it becomes necessary to have that money? You will come up with a way. You will have money for that kid when they get ready to go to college, and you'll spend that $50,000 to $250,000 at a college, giving somebody a job, teaching your kid to read books. When your kid gets out of college, they'll spend $250,000 and 4 to 6 years of their life to figure out how to get a job, how to work for the rest of their life. That's what you bought them. You bought them the right to work for the rest of their lives. I guess that's really what you're thinking you're buying. It's really what you're wanting to buy. But in my brain says, why would I spend $250,000 to give my kid the right to work the rest of their life? They got the right to work the rest of their life right now. And I didn't have a college degree, and I just kept growing and growing and growing. You can read and read and read your whole life. Never, ever stop learning. People believe they have to have that degree. You know, I've never once been asked for a degree for a job application. I've never once been asked to show my grades in any classes, even all the way up through the college level classes that I did take. No one ever wanted to see my grades. They wanted to know, what have you done? What can you do? What have you done? What skill sets do you master?
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back. Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself, who got started at 87, go, you know what, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
So here's what I consider to be the worst habit you could have as a real estate investor. The absolute worst habit. And the reason why I think this habit is so egregious is because it affects your time. See, your time is very valuable. You have a limited supply. We don't know how long that supply is going to last for you personally, but we know it's a limited amount. We know that we don't live forever. And a lot of us get sucked into this trap of trading time for money. And with that money, we go out and provide a living for ourselves, or we go out and we buy stuff that we think is going to make us feel good, that costs money, but we never get a chance to use it because we're always so darn busy. This is the habit. If you have it, even if you're not even a real estate investor right now, even if you're thinking about finding your own personal residence, here's the habit. Let me just hit you with it. Driving to every property that shows up in your inbox. Yeah, you get a property that shows up in your inbox, and the first thing you go is, oh, we need to go drive to that. We need to go check it out. We need to go see if it's suitable for us. And I think that's a huge time waster. See, when you know what your goals and objectives are, and you have created a strategy to get you there, whether you're going to invest in single family or multifamily or, you know, whatever you're going to do, you have to have an understanding of what those assets can produce for you, which means you have to have an understanding of what the general market is doing, especially the markets where you're considering investing. And you have to understand the why. Why invest there? Why there? Maybe you live in Houston, but you're thinking about investing in Dallas. Why? What's the why? How does that fit in with your overall strategy? Now, we do have members that live in Houston that invest in Dallas, and they have very specific reasons for doing that. And those reasons are defined up front. There's something in that Dallas market that is of interest to them, and therefore they deploy their capital there. We have other people that live in Houston that are members, and they keep their capital right there in Houston because the assets that they're investing in make sense for what they're trying to accomplish. And here's why you just don't drive to everything that shows up in your inbox. First of all, it's going to get expensive because you're going to be driving all over the place. Especially if you're thinking about investing up in Dallas and you live in Houston, that's a little bit of a trip, right? Here's what you need to do. Once you have clear and established goals and objectives, and you put your plan together for how real estate will impact that plan. In other words, if you buy house A, how does house A factor in to that overall strategy? And maybe the strategy you have is to buy 10 homes before the end of the year. That's an absolutely doable strategy. I've had vendors on this program that talk about that strategy. You can do it. Really, the only thing that keeps you from doing it is the available capital that you need in order to get 10 homes. And not everybody can take down 10 homes at one time, but a lot of people can. A lot of people have money sitting in their 401ks that they can actually do this and do it effectively. Take the money out of the 401k. I know I'm talking about the sacred albatross out there, but you take that, say, $300,000 out of that 401k, you liquidate that, and then you start buying assets that produce passive income streams, which that 401k is not doing for you, by the way, and you start to change your life. What if you need 10 homes, but you can only afford 5? Then you need to get those 5. You need to get those 5 up and running and producing cash flows for you. Because with that cash flow coming in and the fact that you're obtaining equity in those properties, you just have to wait a certain amount of time before those properties will produce fruit for you that you can use to go acquire more properties to get you to those 10 houses. See, investing in real estate for most people is not an overnight thing. Now, we actually do have people that come to Lifestyles Unlimited that have a lot of capital that they have accumulated, and they repurpose that capital into real estate, and they have enough capital to essentially retire themselves. Not everybody can do that. We understand that. Heck, I couldn't do that. I didn't have that kind of capital sitting around, but I did have capital that was being underutilized. It wasn't making the types of returns that real estate is making for me. So I repurposed that money. I took it out of underperforming assets and I put it into assets that are performing for me. That's why we say we can retire you in 5 years or less, because we know that on average it takes about 5 years to get this done. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme, but this is a get-retired methodology that will favorably impact you. Now, ironically, you know, when Jake called in, he threw some numbers out about a property, and I was actually working on a property that one of my realtors had sent to me, and after I did the analysis, I sent back, I said, hey, is it still on the market? He said, nope, it's already gone, because it was a good deal. Yeah. Now, to be fair, I wasn't in buying mode. I am in looking and analyzing mode. In other words, I look at all the deals that come across my desk. That's part of my research. That's part of what I do. That's part of how I know what's going on in the real estate markets. That's how I know trends for what markets have the ability to produce what cash flows and how much cash out of pocket is being commanded right now in those markets. And what are the ARVs in those markets? See, this stuff is not hard to learn. It is not hard to learn. It may sound foreign to you right now, but it is not hard to learn. We will teach you everything you need to know in 16 hours. And if you're like me, you might need to go back and take the training again, because there's a lot of information. There's a lot of information that nobody has ever bothered to tell you before. And it is all focused on helping you achieve success. That's really what it's all about. Let me just tell you real quickly. I'm going to run through a property here. I'm not going to give you all the stuff, but this particular property that came in had an ARV of $195,000, meaning all fixed up. That's what it was worth. That's what properties all fixed up in that neighborhood are trading for. And I could buy that property for $157,000. Now, it needed a minor rehab. Less than $10,000 worth of work. And when the dust all settled, I would capture $22,000 in equity in that property. Yeah. In other words, that's additional equity that I get because I didn't pay full retail for that property. The property is producing $461 a month in positive cash flow. That works out to be, you know, $5,500 a year. That's a nice bump. It is a nice bump. Would it retire you? Would $461 a month retire you? Probably not. But if you had 10 of those, maybe so. Here's where it gets interesting, because you're going to rent that property out and you're going to hold it for a specific time period. So over time, that property has the ability to appreciate in value. What we have found is that real estate tends to double every 20 years. So let's say you get to a 3-year point and your mortgage has been paying down. So now you have an asset that's worth a projected future value of about $216,000 with a loan balance of about $138,000. If you sold that property, you would have $71,000 in cash in your pocket, but you only put $29,000 into the deal 3 years ago. You're looking at a 250% return on your investment if you also include, well, not even if you include the cash flows. Let's say you hold it longer. Let's say you go to 5 years and you sell. Your adjusted capital gain at the time of sale would be about $91,000. This is based on you investing almost $29,000 out of your pocket 5 years earlier. 318% return on your money. Do you think this will make a difference in your life? I think so. I think you need to start developing some new habits. And I think the best way for you to start is to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
How many of you out there right now really would like to retire and just don't even know that you'd like to retire? How many of you have any idea what the possibilities are in life? And I would suggest to you that my excursion over this last 5 or 6 days has proved to me that almost nobody understands. Nobody, that is, that isn't a Lifestyles member, that isn't watching other people doing it and seeing it done, and people retiring in 2 to 3 years or less. And so when you propose that concept to a person, a guy's 40 years old, he's in the apex of his career, he's peaking in his company, and you go, but would you like to give all this up and do nothing? And they're like, what? It just doesn't even click, because they're still thinking about climbing to the top of the mountain. They don't think they're at the top of the mountain yet. They think they need to keep climbing. So you see that the people out there just don't really even have any understanding that there is a possibility to retire in 2 or 3 years. They just can't even conceive it. I talked to one guy, it was amazing, and it blew his mind so much that he got mad. And he didn't get mad like he yelled at me or anything like that. He rolled his eyes at me When I told him how much money we'd made on some deal, we were talking about some deal, and I said, you know, we made like $1.2 million on this deal here. And he's like, roll his eyes. Like, you can't make that much money. And he was, I think he was a financial planner, I think what he was, why he was that way, because if nothing else, he was a self-proclaimed stock picker. You know, those guys that knows everything about the stock market and just prides himself on being the stock picker of the group, whatever. But he just got mad. He got irritated. It was ridiculous. He couldn't take hearing that there's a better way. And then, like, this other guy, he's like, my gosh, I never even conceived that this could be.
And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.